Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar right now on the WadeFord.com hotline in support of his new book, Coach Wooden and Me. And Kareem is the author of many New York Times bestsellers. So we definitely encourage you to go out there and pick this up. Kareem, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Nice to be with you. How's everything?
Oh, everything's great, man. Just hanging out here in Atlanta. So, Kareem, let's dive in, man. What were the conversations like with Coach Wooden during your NBA playing career? Was it about coaching and tactics and strategy, or was it about life?
Well, during my career, I didn't get to see Coach much because the first part of my career, I was in Milwaukee. And then when I got traded to the Lakers, Coach retired, and he wasn't involved in basketball anymore at that point. So, you know, our conversations had to do with, like, how is his family and how are my kids doing and how are some of the guys doing with their lives. You know, my friend Kenny Heitz had a great career as a lawyer here in Los Angeles. And, you know, we talk about that and, you know, how he was doing and what his kids were up to. And, you know, just all of the things that we experienced together that we shared, you know, we use that as a basis for a friendship.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, six-time champ, six-time MVP, leading scorer in the history of the NBA. He has a new book out, Coach Wooden and Me. It is written by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who's written many books and a columnist for many outlets like the Washington Post, New York Times, Time Magazine, etc. Kareem, what did you and John Wooden have in common as human beings?
Well, we had a love of literature and learning. We loved basketball and baseball, and we just had fun being involved in different aspects. Coach wouldn't like big band jazz. I'm a bebopper, you know. So we had a common musical taste, but his was a little bit different in terms of style, and that's how it went.
Kareem, as an 18-year-old in New York City, what convinced you to go across country and be with Coach Wooden?
I think that was the easiest choice I made. Coach, the way that the UCLA Bruins played really appealed to me. You know, I was never a bruiser. I'm a skinny guy. You know, my talents were speed and quickness and agility. You know, I wasn't going to be like Wilt. You know, 300 pounds and, you know, just immovable. So the way Coach Wooden's teams played really lent itself. My athletic skills complemented that style, and I thought that was the best place for me to go, and it absolutely was.
We've got Kareem Abdul-Jabbar with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Kareem, ESPN's got the 30 for 30, Lakers versus Celtics, the rivalry that you guys had in the 80s. From a player, what was that like to play against that group for basically a decade?
Well, I thought it was a great challenge. It was fun. You know, it kind of reminded me of the Dodgers and Yankees. When I was a kid, you know, they must have played five or six World Series against each other, you know, and it was the same kind of thing where you had two really great teams with different styles, and people identified with them for different reasons, and they had their own local fans, and they had fans that were a long way away from Boston and Los Angeles. They just liked the game, and they liked the way we played it.
Kareem promoting his new book, Coach Wooden and Me, joining Rick and John here on the WadeFord.com hotline. So, Kareem, these debates have been nauseating about greatest of all time, you know, LeBron versus Jordan, all this kind of stuff. I think the only true GOAT debate, Kareem, is you versus Michael Jordan. Do you consider yourself the greatest of all time?
I don't try to get into that. I think I don't try to indulge my vanity like a lot of people want to. But, you know, I don't think that people consider people like Bill Russell. Bill Russell led his team to eight consecutive NBA championships, and people just are ignoring that. I don't think you can do that, you know. there should be other people involved in that argument. And people like LeBron and Michael are favorites in that category because of their spectacular athletic skills, you know. And there's a little bit of a bias against the tall guys, you know. So I think all of these things come into play. But, you know, we're never really going to find out, you know, unless these guys can get into their prime and play against each other. And that's not going to happen. So, you know, we go to the sports bar and we order some wings and we start arguing. And that's about as far as we're going to get on this discussion.
Kareem, you had probably the most unstoppable shot in the history of the NBA with the skyhook. Why do more guys, especially big guys, not try to emulate what you did back in the day?
Well, I think the three-point shot has really affected the game. And everybody wants to shoot it, even the big guys. They want their chance. It has changed the nature of the game. That extra point that you put on that three-point basket really makes it a decisive factor in the way the game is played now. So I think the game has changed for the better, but, you know, some people don't like it. So far, so good, it seems.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar joining us here. He's got a new book out, Coach Wooden and Me. Kareem, you obviously have that famous number, 38-387, most points all time. I'm a stat guy. I'm a hoop historian. You know, you've seen me on NBA TV all these years. And I'm tracking LeBron and I'm tracking Durant. And Kareem, I think that they might get that number of 38-387. Is that a record that you want to hold? Or are you like, LeBron, bring it on. Durant, bring it on.
I'm not competing against them. You know, I support them. I hope that they go on and have incredible careers and, you know, set new standards. That's why we keep records. So, I enjoy the attempt. You know, we enjoy seeing Kevin Durant go out there and wear people out. We enjoy seeing LeBron do his thing. That's what it's all about. I'm not really that competitive about how long my record lasts. You know, it was fun setting it, and it's fun watching these guys try to break it.
Well, we had a fun time watching the NBA Finals with two super teams, as they've called them, with Golden State and Cleveland. Do you like the direction of the NBA? Because I've argued, Kareem, that there's been super teams in this league going back to the 60s. Do you like seeing Golden State and Cleveland putting the teams together the way that they have?
Well, I think, you know, those great teams that come together are a result of good management, you know. I think Jerry West has done an incredible job up there at Golden State getting the right guys to put together to have this awesome team. You know, that's a skill set that isn't as appreciated as it should be. You know, basketball fans should really thank their general managers when they get a good team, because it's hard to put all those factors and all those elements together and come up with a winner.
Hey, Kareem, one more for you, and we will let you go. And I know you're just going to flourish with this book. Coach Wooden and Me, please go buy this book. One more for you. What are you the most proud about this book?
Well, I think the thing that satisfies me the most about the book is that I'm able to convey who Coach Wooden was away from the game. You know, everybody knows how successful he was as a coach, but the stuff that he gave to us that were life lessons that his players have used to live better lives, I think that's the part of him that people don't understand, and it's the best part of him, and I wanted to share that with everybody.
Kareem, we will definitely go pick up the book. It's Coach Wooden and Me. It's been an honor and a pleasure to have a few moments to talk to you. Thanks so much for coming on here in Atlanta.
You're welcome. Great talking to you.
Thanks, Kareem.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores. Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.